You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. T-shirts, get your T-shirts right here. About to be fresh off the press, your OneOfUs.net T-shirts, you can only get them right here. And please do, because for a limited time, OneOfUs.net, our new black and white T-shirts are on sale for really cheap if you pre-order them on the site. Please go ahead and pick yourself up a OneOfUs.net T-shirt, help out the site, help out yourself, and look great doing it.
Just when we thought Atlanta couldn't burn anymore, we found more barrels of oil, and we spread it upon the women and children. And as they ran, they just engulfed the entire city. When we thought it couldn't get any worse, men in suits forged of iron were fighting captains of the Great Union. Before it was all said and done, there were other men the size of tiny ants. We stepped on them a few times. We couldn't see them. But all in all, our African friends came to our defense.
Whoa! No, I told you it was going to go off the rails!
So that's it for our Captain America Civil War review.
Black Captain Rogers, wherever shall I go, whatever shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I give a really big damn. Why don't I take you to the train station? Here, you want some money? Let's get lunch. Let's get lunch first.
It would be weird of me to just blow you off at this point. Wow, that's
sorry, now
my head.
My
head is in a very strange place now, set between Ken Burns and what we just saw.
Now you guys don't know what to think.
I know, right?
I mean, listeners at home.
There's another 15 hours of.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Finally, the superhero miniseries I've been waiting to see.
Okay, so guys, we're going to do our best not to spoil anything during the first half of this review. We're going to go through, give our rating, and then we're going to go to spoilers. But basically,
then fuck you. We tell you Spider-Man.
If it was in the trailer, if it was in the trailer, we're going to talk about it during the review.
We're EA Sports right now, so people.
Hey, guess what? Spider-Man appears. Everybody knows that.
What?
If you're one of those people like, I refuse to even watch a trailer, then why are you listening to a review before
you
exactly.
know, I got to say, right off the bat, solid commentary. I really found it hard to get Spider-Man's character, because how did he get those powers? I mean, there wasn't any kind of backstory on him or anything.
I still don't understand what happened with that whole Hulk guy.
Well, but then the non-sequiturs are really bad. Spoiler alert, there's that 5-minute gag of Black Widow just farting.
She ate a lot of broccoli.
Yeah, but she wore a flowy outfit, which I thought was great for the
visuals. And she was like, oopsie!
I'm sorry, you tried doing that many high kicks at once right after lunch.
Oh, I know, it's definitely a yoga odor.
Yeah. You see her special fart right in their face move she likes to do in every movie where she jumps up and spins around
if you're if you're
thighs.
Like literally snapping a guy's neck with your thighs, you owe it to him.
That's insult to injury there.
And everybody knows how much I love that move.
To be fair, I
feminism.
Think
stop sighing every time she did it.
I think the proper
empowerment.
The proper Avengers killed less people than Batman did.
Yeah, seriously. Or at least showed some regret about it.
a little regret, but then you have the Winter Soldier saying, don't worry, I'm not going to kill anyone, before proceeding to murder 8 soldiers in a stairway.
No. Well, no, they did not kill anybody.
Here's
heavily concussed them.
Yes.
I don't think
they gave them permanent brain damage.
I don't think that superheroes shouldn't be allowed necessarily to kill people.
Yeah.
I think Superman and Batman shouldn't be allowed to kill people because it's integral to the character. Yeah. Like, when you come to, like Captain America, the Winter Soldier, even Black Widow.
You mean the former assassins?
Yeah, they kill people all the time in the comic book.
The guy who stopped the Nazis.
I have no problem with anyone dying in any comic book movie.
Yeah. They're soldiers and spies.
Yeah.
And that's why it's like, okay, well, that's not even all that weird.
Which is weird that they brought in those Tinker and Taylor soldiers as well.
Yeah. The what?
Yeah, the movie. See, reference. I was gonna go for that one, and then he did.
There we go.
But I mean, their whole thing is like minimal collateral damage, yet they destroy a whole tunnel in the city of Berlin. Like, how many millions of euro did that cost?
Well, but
I'm international.
No,
I said
lives. But no lives, Sarah. That's what's important. No.
Yeah, but somebody was like driving through that tunnel. And they were, on the way to put out a fire.
Sarah, I think if you were paying attention to the huge commercials they had before that, you'll notice that the cars that were piloted by civilians took detours.
Oh.
And
they were brought to you by Audi.
And they were made by Audi.
Driving Audis.
In case you missed it, because the trailer before the movie where Audi wants to spoil one of the big action scenes in it for you. They're made
Das American Auto, Audi.
Audi, we didn't make cars for the Nazis, like some companies do.
Which is funny, because at one point Captain America is driving a VW bug, and I was like, you're really not going to have reference at all to the rolled that thing?
He's like, I really, really like the design for some reason. You can fit a lot of things in this trunk, like, I don't know, ashes or something.
No!
Was there your gas?
Oh, we were making Schindler's List jokes before we started recording.
I'm so glad I
That's how
that.
We loosen up.
Yeah!
We were talking about extermination. Ants!
Of ants!
Ants!
Man!
I could have saved one more.
Anyway, I'm
Who
Chris.
Are we?
JC.
I'm a Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I'm a friend, Ant-Man.
Herman.
And I'm your unreliable.
He's Herman.
Herman.
And I'm General Nathan Bedford.
Wait, so you have the power? You have the power of her.
Yeah, her man. We just call him Herman.
Bring back elementary school.
I'm sorry.
Oh no! I meant the movie Her.
And Joe didn't get a chance to wise off.
Yes, I'm your unreliable narrator. The wars had stretched on for years and years. Our stores of food were all but depleted. And we were unwashed.
Hit him upside the head with a salt pack.
So Captain America Civil War is a pretty good Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, all right, so here's the thing. The Avengers movies seem to be, it's all the Avengers versus a, world-ending threat.
That's true. Right? United Front, yeah.
That's kind of the whole good gig of those. It's like, oh, shit, all hands on deck, because this could be the end of humanity. Mm-hmm. This is not about that at all.
This is about those people punching each other.
I mean, even one of the things I like best about this movie, and let's say the less said the better, but the villain is not in any way, shape, or form a traditional superhero villain.
No.
And in fact, it's a very interesting, it brings the whole reason this movie exists at all in terms of its plot full circle into just a sort of moment of quietude when you get that idea of oh shit,
the way it wraps up, I was like, wow, that's...
they really do. You're just like, wow, they're the villain's a little lackluster. Oh no, he isn't.
I mean, in many ways, as a superhero movie, is the exact opposite of an Avengers film.
It really is. I mean, Jeff Bridges did really well. Oh shit.
It has more characters in it than any other Marvel film yet made. This is
true.
But at the end of the day, is this Captain America's story?
No.
I don't think it is.
No.
I don't think, as much as
the Winter Soldier or the first one.
To me,
was.
Personally, because we're going to get into this more when we do our spoiler stuff, I think this was a great Avengers film. I think it's an okay Captain America
movie. No, it wasn't a great Captain America movie. It was a great America movie.
Whoa! Yes! Yet it took place mostly in Europe.
Well, yeah, because we don't want to shit in our own backyard.
No, right. I mean, that's where all our wars is. Overseas.
Yeah.
I got to say, the best thing about this is it pays almost no attention to its source material. Other than the tension between Cap and Iron Man, and it... Boy, it really, really doubles down on any scene with Chris Evans and Robert Downey Jr. I was just riveted, and they were just pulling out all the stops.
Yeah.
If this movie proves anything, it's that Marvel knows how to earn its stuff, because it really there's so much payoff here of things they've been developing since the first Iron Man movie. Really.
Yeah, in terms of both in character and in questions that people as fans have asked, which I thought naturally people are going to compare it to Batman v Superman because they're both ultimately dealing with what's the fallout of superheroes fighting each other and people dying. That's both a key element in both these movies. They're both about two major icons fighting each other.
even though in Batman v Superman, they're not really fighting each other over that issue. They're completely misled. They don't know what the fuck they're fighting about in that movie.
Yeah.
It really is about, like, what if there is this world where there are regularly huge threats coming in? And you go, well, people die if you guys don't act, like, you know, really responsibly when you're going out doing avenging stuff.
Team America style.
But then they're like, you really want to sit through a government oversight committee while aliens are invading?
Well, I think it's baby in the bathwater horse shit, because it's like, remember when dimensions were being ripped apart? Yeah, people might die, so why don't you just sit down and shut the fuck up?
Yeah. I mean, this is, I think, something that's really great about the movie, is that you can go in there and be like, yeah, I'm Team Captain because he's hot and stuff. Yeah, I'm Team Iron Man because he's also hot. Oh, I'm so torn.
He's got an iron wiener.
I mean, I wouldn't think that. This feels, I don't know. They're both so hot.
You see,
I don't know who to choose.
You know who's hot.
Oh, yeah, that little fleck of green. Yeah. I noticed it.
There's a moment in there for the ladies.
There are several moments in there for,
like,
the ladies.
I mean, like, doing something of immense super strength. And camera is just, like, almost freezes and has an arrow with a sound effect, yeah, like,
gun show.
Did you hear my jaw hit the floor? No, but I mean, you go into it and you might have your personal preferences based on what movies you like better. And I liked the Captain America movies better than Iron Man.
I'm glad that you acknowledge it's a choice.
It is a choice. And that was a good thing in there. There was, like, they're very pro-choice in that movie. But I was sitting there, like, in that meeting with them when they're talking about, oh, should we relinquish some control to the government, or to the UN, or should we still be an independent private thing? And I was like, wow, I don't know which one I would choose, because I can see positives and negatives on both sides.
It succeeds where the original comic book failed, where it sets up both sides, where you understand perfectly where Tony Stark is coming from and where Steve Rogers is.
Yeah.
It's not like a comic where you
have... And there are people, that it's so well summed up. I mean, and, you know, the Captain America side is definitely the people who are, you know, are a lot more heartfelt and, you know, kind of think with their chins, whereas... You know, Tony's is more like, this may be the best that we've got, and, you know, the Vision really does an incredible job of summing it up. He's like, you know, we have presented ourselves to the world, and, you know, when some power comes up, another power is going to come in dialectic to it, and, you know, we have to take responsibility for that.
Yeah.
In between the scenes when he's flirting with Scarlet Witch.
Which was awesome, by the way.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
Can't wait for that to become a real relationship. Well,
but how old is she supposed to be? They keep calling her a kid, but she's like 40.
But let's not forget the Vision is younger. That's he's true. Like, what, 6 months old in
yeah,
Marvel movie
time?
Yeah,
but makes him creepier.
Well, I don't want to think about that. That's too much.
His android heart does not know what love is. He's
a romantic comedy, that'll be next genre that Marvel's going to go into.
Oh.
It could
and,
be.
The Vision.
They kind of tried it with the first Thor, in a way. That had elements
of he's, man. Look, he is the geeky computer nerd who's trying to hook up with a goth chick. Come on, you guys.
He's the geeky computer.
You know she's a goth chick because she has black nail polish and it's chipped.
Also, she can move things with her mind.
Her name is got witch in it. I don't know much more we need than that. Like, you know, that cheerleader who's named Scarlet Witch.
But it's
it's also got Scarlet in it, like Scarlet O'Hara.
That's right.
The protagonist of a... Never mind.
Should I play the music again?
It would help.
There are a lot of surprises that come in after. I mean, you get this really strong opening sequence, of course, show right off the bat. Hey, the Russo brothers didn't forget how to film a good action scene.
True.
Cool.
Did not.
And there's a sizable portion after that that's set up. Because honestly, if you're going to get where this movie wants you to get, where it's like, hey, this is actually a real question, like in the context of these movies, what would this mean? And really understand each guy's side of it and believe that they would get to the point that start punching each other, there needs to be kind of a period that's just people talking and drama. And I think on the whole, that works pretty well.
I think they did a really good job here. In fact, I think arguably, and don't get me wrong, still love Joss Whedon, but I think they did a better job than Age of Ultron by a long shot.
Oh, no, I do agree completely. I think, if anything, like I would have felt like there were moments I was like, you know, we could use a joke here, but then I was like, yeah, but then that would have diffused everything. So it's just a sort of amount of like, okay, we've got to be serious.
And we're going to be fair, to have fun. You get a lot of really great jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Everything
landed.
I don't agree. I thought some of the one-liners were like, they really fell flat.
Well, you're
really?
Wrong.
Really?
Yeah. Especially when, you know, whether it be Falcon or Rhodey, it just didn't work for me.
Well, maybe.
It was only when... After a while, like, I mean, I don't want to get into anything, but it didn't always. Sometimes it worked really well, and sometimes it just didn't.
Can I ask a non-spoilery question?
Sure.
What happened to you?
No, don't be deconstructive.
Bucky
be constructive.
Killed his father. Yeah.
Look, at some point, the Vision can teach you this human emotion we call joy.
I identify with the Vision.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I felt like... I thought when it was trying to be funny, it was really funny, especially when you get to the third act, and as you guys have certainly heard about, you know, rumors of the airport fight scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, every bit
best
of...
Best part of the movie.
Everything of hyperbole you've heard about how great that scene is, they're not kidding.
Yeah.
And so much
the cool
fun.
The cool thing about the humor there is, like, every time the humor hit, it was kind of like one of those, like, oh, I didn't realize I needed humor in that moment, but it worked so well. It's like, it never failed.
All the humor worked in that, like, 20-minute, I don't know how long it was, 15 to 20-minute scene. It went on for
3 hours.
It was fantastic. I mean, yeah. But that really worked, and there's obviously some great surprises in that.
It was great for the humor. I thought it was also really great action. One of the things I didn't like about the first Avengers movie was the fact that it's you're fighting in a city, so you're kind of closed in, mm-hmm. and there's that like claustrophobic sense.
That was more of, I think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that's Joss Whedon. He's coming from a television background.
He shot the Avengers like it was a television show.
Right.
I agree.
Small sets. Yeah. So this was like an airfield. So it's all open. There's like one building and then airplanes all around. So you really got a sense of how big this battle was between how many are there? 10 of them?
45.
Is it
100?
I want to say, I thought it was 12.
And a million ants.
Yeah, I think six on each side, yeah. Something like that.
Yet they only have two women. Curious.
It's odd, because women are like... How
tokens.
Well, because
the tokens.
Because there aren't enough women that can do that thing with their legs. That,
yeah.
And there should be...
Wait, all women can do that. Shut up.
Wait, statistically...
No, Agent 13.
One and a quarter of them are gay, too. Just saying, if there's 12 of them.
Wait... Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I think at least two of them are bi. You know. I think Tony Stark is a little bi-curious.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
He created, what's his name? Paul Bettany's character.
Yeah.
Vision.
Yeah. Which, like, oh, you like the girl? Oh.
Yeah.
I gotta make another robot now.
Oh, who was, this is random, who was the voice of his Ryan. Computer?
Oh, that's a good question.
Scottish voice.
Yeah, because that was new.
Yeah.
Previously was, you know.
No, she was in Age of Ultron.
Like at the very end, I guess,
okay,
right?
Okay.
When
yes, Jarvis becomes the Vision.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I actually don't know, but I'll keep looking while you talk.
And other things, too.
So, Captain America, dreamy.
disagree.
I mean, Herman, you brought up a good point that it's called Captain America Civil War, but it's pretty evenly distributed between, like, screen time is evenly distributed between Cap and Iron Man, and then, like, everybody else.
And also Bucky and T'Challa. It's also their story as well. And again, that's what bothered me about it. I went in there. Captain America, it's in the title. I want to go see a Captain America movie.
I mean, I agree. I love standalone stuff. I can see the complaint. I don't think it features very much here. And I, as an old-time Marvel reader, you know, this kind of team-ups, especially in the Captain America series, happens all the time. You know, so having the Avengers in there. Plus... God damn it, can this just put paid to all of the time so people are like, well, why didn't you just call the Avengers?
I'm not one of those people that's ever saying that.
Well, that's great. That. Then you're on the other side of it. No, there's no such thing as a perfect movie.
I'm not saying I wanted a perfect movie. That's, I'm just saying I...
You
I
wanted more Cap.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody
like,
does.
Stops this and has like the, Civil War. Yeah.
But remember, one
side that mildly disagrees with.
Remember, we learned on a previous podcast that Herman's man crush is Chris Evans.
Yeah.
No. So understandable. Yeah.
Fair. He's like, why are you spending so much time in movies showing other people? I want
like
more
Iron Man move out of the way.
He didn't even take it.
Was either him or
not?
He was wearing a tank top. Or wait, what was he doing when he was like pulling? He was doing
like a t-shirt, but biceps.
They were bursting out.
Like you don't really see anything.
He took a break, chugged a protein shake, and he's like, "All right, let's go again."
He even reversed his grip to like.
Yeah, he did. He's like, "Gotta make it even. Don't want an uneven lat."
I'm trying to hit my quads today.
Kerry Condon as the voice of
Know who that is.
Friday is the new
his girl Friday.
His gal
Friday. Yeah, who
Friday.
Oh, that Tony Stark is so clever.
Which, I feel like she was also the hotel room service girl. She looked like she looks like the same person. I don't know if she was.
Oh really?
Yeah, conspiracy.
Maybe she was, maybe. Oh well, the room service woman was German.
Yeah,
she gave a German.
At least had a German accent.
You know, she
spoke German.
If so, she's
some,
not.
Some actors can do more than one voice, though.
Do you know any?
No,
I don't know a lot of Scottish people who are also fluent in German. I'll just say that.
All right, so we haven't even brought up Black Panther, who's in this thing. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Fantastic.
Also hot.
You literally know a Scottish person that is fluent in Japanese.
Are you still on about the accents?
All right. Anyway, Black Panther also like he was featured in a tight black shirt at one point, and I almost died.
Wow.
I almost died.
That would have been a weird story for the press to go.
Do you know, like, the whole movie would have gone on, because that was, like, pretty early on. The whole movie would have gone on, and then, like, we're supposed to leave. Okay, the credits are gone. And you're just like, Sarah? Sarah's time to leave. Sarah? It would be like Buffy's mom dying.
Meanwhile, there's a discussion in the boardrooms afterwards. Kevin Feige, you don't understand. These movies are irresponsible. People are dying while they're watching them. Joss Whedon. It doesn't matter because we're here for everyone else to have fun. Chadwick Boseman, though, did a great job.
Yeah.
He is truly, like, they actually made him very convincingly
king
of an African country.
I thought he was, too.
Best costume out of all the...
Super cool outfits.
Yeah. That was cool, because they were kind of making fun of him at one point, but it's like, yeah, you also have, like, a Hawkeye dude and a Falcon. Like, how is that any less silly?
He shut that down really fast. Yeah. He was like, yes, that is my national hero. I am also the king of that country.
Yeah. And it's a fucking panther.
And they didn't even
You're wearing a bird suit.
They didn't even mention he's so rich he makes Tony Stark look like, well, me.
Yeah.
By comparison.
Yeah, what is this country?
Wakanda.
Oh, yeah.
It's an imaginary country. It's the wealthiest and most powerful country in the world. Because they have the world's only stores of vibranium. That's where it all
is.
Which is used every day, obviously. Oh, wait, no, it's not. So who's buying this shit?
Well, no, I'm like, yeah, you can already see it in the trailers, but they do say that the suit is made out of vibranium, and there's one point that this, you know, helicopter with a minigun is shooting him, and he just kind of turns around and goes...
Yeah.
If only. And then he cracks his whip. Oh, wait.
Yeah, they're just bouncing off him, and he looks, like, mildly annoyed. It's like, hey, I'm talking to somebody over here.
I'm trying to kill this person.
I'm not impressed by any superhero who can be distracted by a ball of yarn. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I kept thinking of, there's, like, I think it's a Venture Brothers character that's, like, a cat man.
Yes.
Bo, help me out.
There's so many characters.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it Colonel Catnose or whatever that
is? Something like that is just like the way he was moving was very cartoony. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool. If that was the actual actor, not just like a stunt person / Cirque du Soleil dancer doing it, then that's pretty impressive that he got those like...
I'm just saying, vibranium dander, it gives everybody out.
I like hairless ones.
I did like that they were very much giving him, especially when he's climbing on stuff, kind of cat-like moves, you know, and his old deal, like, well, okay, so he can't fly and he can't even really fall enormous distances, although everyone else in this film certainly
Oh, yeah, no, it was definitely
yeah. Yes, with absolutely no consequences.
That's like my one my distance around. Well, his whole thing is he uses claws and just claws his way down things to slow down. Everybody else, like, constantly are jumping off, like, 100-foot bridges and just yeah. rolling they're and they're soldiers. Fine.
Yeah, yeah. They're very, they've got
but they're not all super
well,
soldiers.
Well, like Black Widow in, is this a spoiler? What's his face?
What?
Is that...
Whisper it to
Bo. No, it's not. It's not, because he's been in the trailer.
Okay, yeah. So, like, Black Widow and Hawkeye don't fall down that much. Yeah. They're just kind of, like, hiding behind
well,
walls.
Because they know
like,
better.
Yeah. I think they did a good job. And when I actually, that's one of those things I'm like, whenever somebody jumps for a great distance, it's like, could this character get away with that? And it's like, oh, it's Cap. Well, yeah, he can absolutely do
yeah,
that.
Captain
and,
America can do yeah, that. Winter Soldier,
it's the Falcon,
by
it's like, he'll
well.
Come down to the very bit, and then the wings will pop out. And he
well,
comes
so I will Mike, say, out of all of their ability to run as fast as a car,
what the fuck was up?
I don't think I need to see that in movies. That effect doesn't really work.
Well, that's kind of worked well here. It worked for me. Yeah, I had no
that's there's a sequence that you may have seen the Audi commercial for already, yeah. where they're in a tunnel. My only problem with that was that like 1 second the cars are going super fast and yeah. they're easily running, and they're not running as fast as them. They're passing them, and the next second
traffic.
They're running just as fast as those right. cars are, and you're like, okay, there's a bit of an editing issue in that.
Yeah,
scene.
And I'm saying like visually, we're as, so great as great as all the effects are. Yeah, it's a nitpick, yeah. but yeah, as great as all the effects are. The effect, the visual effect of seeing them run as fast as cars for me, I was just like, that's silly. Don't do that.
Well, yeah. I'd say there were some points where, like, the CG got a little rubbery. There's a scene where both, that's in the trailer, that both Cap and Winter Soldier are just piling it on Iron Man. Mm. And I was like,
oh.
wow, the first 5 seconds of that, everybody in that is fake.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, very clear.
Yeah, there's something else where, like, the Winter Soldier, like, jumps from, like, he jumps down like 10 stories and lands on another building, and it looked like it looked so weird. I don't know, but that's nitpicking. Yeah.
Well, talking about what I think was, despite how good so much of this film was, the standout best thing about this movie, which I did not expect would be anywhere near as good as it was Spider-Man.
Yeah,
who is
Spider-Man?
Not Spider-Man. Who is not only really great in this. I think it's my favorite on-screen live-action performance of Spider-Man, period.
Yeah,
portrayal.
They nailed Peter Parker and Spider-Man for the first time ever.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not in that way.
Whatever, you inferred it, not me.
Tom Holland.
We're talking like, about a teenage boy.
Herman's like, yeah. Why didn't he have his shirt off?
Go Sorry. Ahead.
Just yeah. one push-up.
See, Tom Holland, his performance as Peter Parker, he's that awkward, shy kid.
Yeah.
But. As Spider-Man, he's that funny guy with the one-liners, and we've never gotten that in the film.
Yeah, well, those weren't really one-liners, though. Those were just the wonder of a child.
But I gotta say, if anybody out there is like me, and they saw some of the TV spots, and they're going like, I don't know, is the Spider-Man sounds really, really young. Is this gonna work? Man, they sold it. I'm so
he's an actual kid.
Spider-Man
Tom Holland's an actual kid. So
yeah.
It's like,
every aspect of it, his relationship, especially his relationship with all these characters. This guy's never met another superhero. He's suddenly thrust in the middle of a battle between half the Avengers and the other half, and he's like, holy shit.
Oh my god, it's Captain America!
This is awesome!
He's a fanboy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a total fanboy.
And they just do such a great job of showing off his power set. Yeah. It's just, yeah, this is going to make a lot of Spider-Man fans, especially if they've been grumpy about the movies that have come before, mm-hmm. which I still think there's some good to be had in. I think people are going to be glad.
And that whole
shut up
idea
about
that,
jazz hands.
The whole idea that
jazz hands are awesome.
That was always key to me in Spider-Man's power set is that he is one of the most powerful superheroes
he's
out there.
Really fucking strong.
Really powerful, but he's also not all that experienced, and he's easily distracted.
Yeah.
And so what beats him here is those two things where he's like, I don't really know what I'm doing.
I mean, he was kicking Captain America, like, in the face and, like, throwing him across the airfield or whatever. But, I also liked how they didn't make his webs, natural.
Yeah,
like he made. Shooters. Yeah, he had the web shooters. Like, that's the classic.
We're looking at you, Sam Raimi.
That could be work.
Mild spoiler. We are led to believe that that's kind of how Tony finds him, but you know.
Yeah, yeah. That like something to do with the web stuff.
What? Tony Stark is in this movie?
Could you not tell because he never took his shirt off?
And also, I think this Spider-Man's costume is fantastic. It's very much the Steve Ditko Spider-Man. And one of the cool effects in the film is that his eyes, which I think is so cool, they have expression for the first
time. And they explain it.
And it works. Yeah.
And they explain, explain it really well.
I missed that. What was the explanation for that?
Oh, that he has to have, like, dilating lenses, basically, because his senses are so sensitive now.
And he wears homemade goggles.
I saw that part. I just didn't connect that to this.
I didn't either. It's all right.
Yeah.
We're the pretty ones, Joe. Yeah. It's all right.
You're busy looking fabulous.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. I was having sex with a woman and doing expensive drugs when y'all were reading comic books.
I was just having drugs.
I liked the Spider-Man suit. I thought it was a little too bright compared to the rest of the superheroes. But maybe it's like it's from the youth section.
Well, I mean, it's also
the superhero
like,
department.
I mean,
the first one had Yodas all over.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the more iconic like comics, the Spider-Man costume is very like vivid and bright. Yeah. So that was the thing I was most looking forward to because Spider-Man is my favorite superhero.
Yeah, I like that too because it was in the movies. They've always said, well, he's got to look cooler than that, so you got to tone it down. Because toned down is like, well, in the comics, he's really bright. And I was kind of glad they finally went, yes, he is colorful.
Yeah,
he's not Batman.
No,
nor should he be, and he should not.
I still want Spider-Man to murder a whole bunch of people with a machine gun.
He should not skateboard either. And also, look, please don't just right off the bat have him hook up with the most beautiful woman and to go to his high school. This should be like the sixth Spider-Man movie he gets to
You should be like Cap and be a gentleman and let that woman die, and then a couple of years after you meet her niece, kiss her.
Yeah,
that's how that works. Anyway, let's go into final thoughts. We will start. Who wants to go first?
Oh,
don't everybody.
I'll go. Okay. I'll go.
It'll be pretty.
I'll take one for the team. So in our group, we have 1, 2, 3, 6. First, I want to know who anyone would be in this movie.
Oh, I'm totally Spider-Man. I was when I was a kid. I am now.
You are
Spider-Man
with your quips. No, you can't.
Okay.
You got to pick one.
He's my favorite character, like, period, history of comic books. But I, you know, this super young Spider-Man, I don't identify with as much. I just think he's that much more. Because I'm not.
You're old enough to 14. Be his dad.
I'm old enough to be his granddad.
he doesn't know.
I'm old enough to be his mom.
I think
I'd be Captain America.
I was going to say, him? Fuck you.
Whoa, Chris actually just, like, threw a bottle cap like it was Captain America's shield.
Fine, I'll be Scarlett Johansson just so I can look at myself in the mirror naked. Sorry.
Oh. Is that a thing?
Well, I guess we're bringing that fart thing back.
Oh, I'll be farting up a storm if I'm Scarlett Johansson. You better believe it. I'll just be like, ugh. Mm, ah,
it's got really weird.
There was one part where she was like, they didn't like sexualize her that much, but they showed a shot of her that was like mostly butt and legs, and I was like, ScarJo is just like sewn into those. Because wasn't she pregnant when they were?
I thought it was Age of Ultron.
That was Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. When they would hide her belly behind bags of groceries.
Behind Hawkeye?
Behind
Hawkeye. Hawkeye sent her.
The whole reason behind that friendship was because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Had to have her talking to somebody.
But, I mean, the reason why I asked you guys like who you would be is because this movie has so many characters in it, and like it's kind of a like pick one and who's your favorite and which action figure do you want? There's something for everyone, and I think the movie does a really good job of spending enough time on the like non-Captain America, non-Iron Man characters that it develops their characters in some way. So we're introduced to some new characters, and they probably have maybe total 10 minutes of screen time, and we already have them pretty well established. And I like that a lot. I am a huge, huge fan of team superhero movies, like X-Men, which I'm not
going to
see.
Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah, I love Fantastic Four. No, that's a family superhero movie. Fuck families.
Do you not like the recent X-Men films?
No, no. Oh, no, I do. Okay. I love the X-Men movies. Cool. All of them. Even the bad ones.
Even the one we probably won't be able to see because they're showing it at 10 a.m. and fucking
yes.
Yeah. I'm going.
Fuck you. You're out of the X-Men.
Turn in your yellow spandex.
I'm Negasonic Teenage Warhead. I get four panels and then die. Sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah, I love that everybody in the film has their own strengths and their own weaknesses. It's not, they're not all Supermen. Superman.
Jerry Siegel.
Yeah, they're not all Jerry Siegels. And I think that's kind of an important thing to show, that you have, like, different types of heroes and different types of, like, dealing with things in different ways. It's a deeper film than it has any right to be. So it's enjoyable for even for people who might not gravitate towards superhero movies. But it's fun enough that kids can enjoy it. Almost anybody can enjoy it. I am going to say this is probably my favorite movie so far this year. I know it's a little early in the year, but I was super excited for this, and it was super good. And I am going to give it 9.5 kitty scratches on Captain America's shield out of 10. So there's like a half one.
I noticed that every time they showed his shield. It's like, oh, kitty.
Kitty scratch.
Get down from there.
No, yeah. Kitty. Bad kitty.
And then Black Panther just like spritzes Captain America. Bad kitty!
Oh, don't mock your territory, son. This is how we determine the borders of Wakanda.
See, all Captain America had to do was get a water gun.
He gets like a laser pointer.
Yeah, every time Iron Man shot, he should have been distracted. Like,
Joe, what were your final thoughts?
You could have just thrown a box at him.
True.
I went to Civil War expecting some badasses to kick some punk rock dog shit out of each other. And then they did. And I found it really well paced. It wasn't too slow, and they didn't jam a bunch of horse shit in it like a certain other super versus super movie. I found it refreshing that people could be friends yet still disagree and respect each other at the end of the day. And no, that's it. It was just fun. It's all it had to be. I guess you could read that it made a statement about personal freedom versus safety.
Sorry.
Hey, there's an added bonus for this review. Yeah.
Brought to you by.
Brought to you by Chrysostome.
Okay, die, phone.
Chris just
I don't know how technology works.
Hawkeye just shot an arrow at the phone and it wouldn't die. It's made out of that. What's the element called?
Vibranium.
There we
go. And finally, there was an Aunt May that I really wanted to bone. No, that was the running joke. Anyway, it had its little subtext about mimicking today's, like, how much personal freedom do we want at the price of security, blah, 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 hoo-hoo-hoo. But you also get to see.
Yeah. Yada, yada, yada. Security versus freedom.
You should really be a lawyer, Jeff.
Yada, yada, yada. You know what I mean.
That's going to be my fifth career.
Hubla, hubla. Was that what you said?
Hubla. That blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I would give it like 8.5s. Matching non-branded baseball caps.
Sorry. This is such a pet peeve of mine. Captain America wearing a fucking baseball cap and aviator sunglasses, like, no one's gonna recognize
this
6'2" gorgeous man.
But then so is his buds. The Sam was also wearing the blue version.
He's like, no one sees us, right?
But then there was the black version that somebody else was wearing, and I was just like, fucking Hat Central have a sale?
That's like from Walmart. They get them from Walmart.
No, that's product placement. They wouldn't do that.
Marvel Comics, in one of the runs of the Hulk, they had Banner dress up like that when he was on the run, and for some reason, every goddamn artist in the Marvel Universe came to the decision that this is how you hide from people and be inconspicuous. It's like, you know, that idea that, well, all I have to do to throw them off the trail is put on these sunglasses.
What? Where'd Bo go?
It's the celebrities going to Starbucks disguise.
Yeah! He needs a scarf.
It sells more sunglasses than hats. Pipe down.
It's like, if you really want to blend in, you need to wear, like, dad pants and a polo. You'll look like every fucking American tourist in Germany.
JC, what about you?
I was super excited for this.
I mean, I think most people know comic book movies. I'm relatively easy to please, but my expectations were pretty high for this one, and for the most part, they were all met. I really wanted to see a kick-ass Spider-Man. It's an incredible challenge for a movie like this to fit so many characters and do it so well. And they even, everyone's familiar with Spider-Man's origin story, and so they don't really delve into that because it's not really needed. I felt like they introduced Black Panther well enough. He's more of in need of an introduction story, but this wasn't the place for it. And I thought it felt, the fact that it wasn't there, I think it still made sense. You still get a sense of who he is and why he does what he does, based on what little you knew about him from this movie. I like all the interactions between, Iron Man, Tony Stark, and Steve Rogers. And you even get the sense of, you understand their tension, not just from their philosophic differences, but just like, Tony, this is, I think, the third or fourth time in all the movies where he's mentioned how much his dad admired Captain America.
Yeah.
And Tony clearly resents it. And it's only been mentioned three or four times in all the movies, but every time it's mentioned, you get that it's like, really deep inside his persona.
And that certainly plays into the plot here, his difficult, weird relationship with his father, and the fact that he was taken away too soon before they could really
get to know each other. And so, like, that's a testament for these movies to take as much time as they have been, and for there to be as many movies as they are, because they take their time with stuff and they really earn moments, which, I mean, despite me liking Batman vs. Superman, I know that they don't really take the time to earn the stuff that they tried to earn, whereas this movie obviously succeeds in that. The Russo brothers, I think, film action great. There weren't really any moments where I couldn't see what was going on. I really understood everything that was happening. Everybody gets amazing moments to shine. Really, everybody. Nobody is really left out. That airport scene is just amazing. Out of all the fight scenes and all the movies, I think if you were to rank,
why'd this one have to come to mind?
Yeah, if you were to rank the epic ones, that scene would probably be up there. Loved it all around. Can't wait to see it again. Probably gonna see it again this Thursday, just because I want the pint glasses from the draft house. but I would give it probably 8.5 out of 10. People that talk to each other without looking directly at each other, so that nobody knows they're talking to each other.
Oh my god, that was so stupid. We're spies, or something.
What do you mean, sir? I'm not looking at you, but clearly we're talking.
Visual jokes.
What? Not me.
Chris, that wouldn't have worked in the 70s, you would think. That's ridiculous. But now everybody's on those fucking little Bluetooth things. You're just like, I get busted for that all the time. I'll be like walking, standing next to somebody, and they'll be like, yeah. I'd be like, what?
You're like, oh, are we friends now?
Are we friends?
Please hold me. Oh, God.
The guy was like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I'm great. How are you?
And he's like, yeah. And he just like points like, to his ear.
No, he's like, he was like, hold on. I'm trying to take a shit and some asshole's talking to me and then I saw.
Yeah, I'm sorry I did that to you. I'm sorry.
Bo?
So Marvel, I think there was a lot of disappointment and some of it rightly founded in Age of Ultron. And my thing was, I enjoyed Age of Ultron, but I also I gave it a lot of leeway because it's a very interstitial movie. It's setting up a lot of things that are going to happen later. And this is kind of where this comes into play. And absolutely, Chris is right. There's no arguing that this is a Cap-heavy Avengers movie. But that being said, I certainly don't think that's a bad thing. It really pays off so much. There's stuff that they have been developing throughout the entire run of films that really come to play here. I think it's very telling that they got rid of their heavy hitters. Thor is not here. The Hulk is not here. So you're dealing with people that definitely have superpowers, but are, there's more of an even match. I think this really went well. And another thing that, people kind of complain about Marvel movies, oddly enough, whenever it comes up, especially against the current flock of DC movies, is that, oh, well, Marvel's lighter and they don't take themselves seriously. And I think this job, this really puts the lie to that. It's a very great movie. There is a problem here. There are no easy answers. It is not resolved at the end. Far from it. But yet, I still think all of the characters in this come out really well. There's nobody that you hate. There's nobody that you know, even Tony, who we all know is a glib egomaniac with family issues. You're still like, he spends this movie trying to do the right thing, even, you know, trying to be a redemptive force for his, what he sees as his past sins. Steve is doing the same thing in defending his friend and, you know, trying to be honorable at the same time. There are some moral complexities here that you don't generally see in an action movie. I think it just goes to show that, you know, Marvel's really doing the best job out there, and they earn what they, you know, they earn the right to do everything that they do in this movie, and it pays off in spades. It not only is it interesting, not only is the exposition done at a great clip, but the action is just off the charts incredible. This is probably my favorite action movie in years. I can't really think of many things that come close. I would have been hard put to say anything could get better than The Winter Soldier, but I think this does. So, I'm going to give it a gushing 9.5 burner phones out of 10. Mm-hmm.
Chris Herman, what do you think?
It was good.
No, here's the, okay. Not enough, Chris Evans.
You know, people who know me and stuff I've written for One of Us dot knows that.
You're weird.
Not, yeah, no, that's definitely true. That I'm not a fan of Civil War, the original Civil War storyline from the comics. To me, it's one of the worst comic storylines. It destroyed Marvel for me for a long time. The only thing that was really readable was Edward Baker's Captain America.
Yeah.
But Chris,
we have to be thankful to it in that it gave Ed Brubaker the opportunity to do the amazing things he did do.
Yes.
From that were mainly only allowable because of what was happening during Civil War.
And you know, the fact that, you know, Joe Quesada at the time said, well, we're going to do that to Captain America, and so you have to deal with it. And he did it very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so I went in to Civil War, even when it was announced, I was like, oh, really? So I was very skeptical about it. However, the Russo brothers had made Winter Soldier, which to me is by far the best Marvel film. And I still think it is the best Marvel film. And they add that moral complexity that the original storyline did not have with Steve Rogers and Tony Stark. And it's like everyone has been saying, what Boa just said, that you don't really know who to root for because they all have a point. And that really works. And the other thing that Sarah said, whereas like, all these characters have that moment. They all have their little arcs. You know, not all of them. Specifically, Winter Soldier and T'Challa, and to an extent, Spider-Man. But again, my problem is that I just really wanted a Captain America movie. And what I got was a very, very good Avengers film. And I think that more than makes up for the mistakes that were made in Age of Ultron. Like I said, I enjoyed the film. It has some of the best action, the airport scene. Like, anyone, you know, who was skeptical about that, like, there was, like, a lot of negative reaction to the first trailer when they're all running like, together, like, just from online, for whatever reason. Don't worry about that at all. It's incredible. It's, like, 15 to 20 minutes of just, like, it's a comic book come to life. Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
People online were mad about something?
Running towards each other. It's kind of, like, I guess a cliche. Yeah. But they also kind of address that.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, it was very funny. And just another thing, you know, I was the kind of the guy that gave Batman v Superman probably the lowest rating, and because that was just a complete disrespect for those characters. The Russo brothers understand these characters, and I really appreciate that. And my problems with the film, and I do have problems with them, I still think they stand, and I'm hopeful. I understand now why they're going to be directing Avengers Infinity War, because I think they're going to do a great job. Hopefully they can do a little bit better job of the villain in regards to Thanos. But that's for another thing. I would probably give this 8 out of 10 Fallen Sons.
So I'd like to point out the Russo brothers, who directed this, their big break was directing Community.
Yes.
And much like the last film, in which there was a Community cameo from Abed,
right, yeah.
This time you had the principal from Community do a little cameo.
You had the dean?
The dean. Who was playing pretty much the dean from Community, which is awesome.
I was like, does this take place at Greendale? Like, Tony Stark is giving a speech at
They kind of hint at that almost. I almost felt like they were kind of hinting at that.
Hey, yeah. Tony was a Hellraiser. He had to put in those 2 years of community college before he got to MIT.
Well, plus the dean's going to write the next script, you know, because they want to get their Oscar finally.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that guy wrote the, what was it, The Descendants?
Yeah.
They got an Oscar? Or got nominated for an Oscar?
No, it won. best original screenplay.
Okay, fair enough. I'm kind of with you, Herman, in that I still think The Winter Soldier is my favorite. But I will say this has the best all-time superhero fight scene in any movie ever. The airport scene, there's no way you're going to walk out of that going, anything even came close. This was like guys who've been watching all those other superhero movies, who've been seeing what went right, what went wrong, and now are like, oh, we know exactly what to do to make this feel like you did when you have those moments of pure joy watching a bunch of superheroes fight each other in comic books when it's done really well. But Sarah's trying to open a package of something off mic, and it's entirely unsuccessful. Power bar. I think one of the things I really liked a lot about this movie, though, is one of the things I'm going to like better the second time I see it, which is that there is kind of a melancholy tone. I mean, even all the way to the end, there is this sort of, like, pensiveness, you know, like, uncomfortableness. That
I know. Even in the like, you know, last 10 minutes of that movie, you're just like, man, I really think Chris Evans isn't going to take his shirt off.
I had a flashback to my parents getting a divorce, so...
Wow.
Yeah. Like, are you saying that the schism between Cap and Iron Man is also your fault?
I thought so.
I eat my feelings.
I also really liked that this was defying expectations for not only stuff that happened in the comic books, like right off the bat from the opening sequence, you're like, oh, this isn't going at all the way I thought it might go if you read the Brubaker Captain America books. But even... to, like, the last, what you're expecting the last big action scene to be, turns out to be totally not what the type of action scene you thought it was going to be.
It does a really good job
of pulling the rug out from under you and going, oh, wow.
It was kind of weird.
That coming.
It was kind of weird when those paramedics and firemen and policemen just tackled Cap randomly.
They're like, you're under arrest.
That's
some, like, old cop.
You got to stay tuned for the credits when Zack Snyder walks up to Captain America and shoots him in the head.
Hey, you wanted to have a good time.
Actually, it's just 5 minutes of the Russo brothers beating the shit out of Mark Miller.
but I really, really enjoyed this. I think this is definitely one of the finest Marvel films. I think everybody is great in it. There's most of what there is to complain about here is, like I said, little nitpicks here and there, like CG issues, whatever. I've talked about that stuff early in the review. Nothing. If you're focusing on that stuff when it happens, which is all so rarely, you're looking for reasons to hate on something that's really hard to hate on. This is one of the best of the superhero films yet, definitely one of the best of the Marvel ones, and I give it 9 out of 10 times I wish Jack Kirby was alive to see it.
Oh, spoiler. Stan Lee makes a cameo.
All right.
Don't laugh.
Speaking of spoilers, let's finish up with just some spoiler discussion because we haven't even talked about, and this is, go away.
Okay,
I don't want to hear.
I'll go first. Oh my God, fucking giant man, it was awesome.
Yeah, so we were all too scared to even bring up Paul Rudd, who it's known that he's in this movie, appears as Ant-Man, and is equally as good in the big airport fight scene as Spider-Man, I thought.
Which is even extra bigger with him.
But yeah, the moment where he's just like, because I was like, he was like, oh, I've only done this once before in the laboratory. And I
passed out.
Yeah, and you're like, he's gonna go into the microverse.
I knew what he was doing. I was like,
yeah, him turning into the giant man was definitely like, oh, I'm so glad I wore 3 pairs of boxers.
And really, everyone's reaction to it was just about perfect. So especially
why were people freaking out? I mean, I thought it was fun.
Because usually he got smaller.
The original, now he's big. The originally the he was one of the original Avengers in Avengers number one, he was Ant-Man in that, but like by issue second, he had become a character called Giant Man who could get big and small, and that's always been part of his power set, and so it's just...
Yeah, and it wasn't even brought up
The first movie didn't even make it seem like that was something...
Very harkening back to, like, hey, remember this?
I guess I'm just glad to see they were going ahead and moving into that. It was like, we're not going to make a whole movie about, oh my god, now he got to be big! It was like, well, no, it's just part of his power set.
At first he was tiny, and then he got big.
Yes.
Now you're thinking of portals. No, but I think
it's a Marlon Brando man.
Honestly, I think that was what the biggest strength of this movie was that. Okay, while it wasn't a true Captain America, it was enough of like, okay, Spider-Man, you heard of him before? He's in this shit. That dude from Wakanda, he's got backstory. Whatever. Look, there's a bunch of fucking like superheroes here. Just go with it, and that's what they did.
Well, I think the first movie to really go, people know who these fucking characters are, okay? For even with the new guys, like, we know enough. Don't go overboard. We don't need a whole fucking origin story.
Yeah.
And they're going to have their own fucking movie, you know? And two is also, though, the first movie that I would say in the whole Marvel universe that you can't really walk into completely cold and understand everything that's working in this film and why it does. This is the first movie that goes, we're done spelling every single fucking little thing out.
Yeah. Why does the red suit man yell so much at the blue suit man?
This is like movie 70. Like, if you don't get it by now, we're done explaining it to you. This is its own thing. And anybody who still complains about that sort of thing, like, well, it's weird. Yeah, they're just like, you know, like not even talking about it. Like, we're supposed to have seen one of the other Avengers films.
Yes, you were.
And I never had to hear the phrase Pym particle. That's just always gotten to me.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like how that sounded either.
Like Pimhole.
Pym.
Like just ugh.
Pym. I don't like that.
Never go to England.
Yeah. You could have called it the Hank particle.
Okay, that can work. Hank
hole. Or just Hank the biggie, smally, tiny, makey particle.
I could go Star Trek. It's the biggie smallions.
I can't remember if it was before we were recording or not, but it made reference to the villain not being a classic, like, type of villain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where's my purple mask?
Baron Zemo.
Yeah, well, they said his name was Zemo, but Baron Zemo's already in the movie.
Colonel Zemo.
He was in the previous Captain America's.
I just appreciated
that. I thought that was Strucker.
Yeah.
No, Strucker was in it, too, but Zemo was in the computer in Winter Soldier.
No, that's Arnim Zola.
That's Zola.
Was that not Zemo?
Shut up, Chris.
Zemo's purple mask.
I thought that was Zemo.
German names.
Oh, was Zemo in the first one?
Actually, no, he's not.
No.
Okay.
They've completely re-envisioned him for this film. He's Sokovian in this film.
Daniel
Brühl.
Well, because they can't say, like, oh, he's, you know, a Nazi or communist or whatever. Like, they can't go, like, oh, this is a real country that he's from. He's Russia.
They make him into the default horrible person in the world, an Eastern European.
But he's not that bad.
He basically constructs a plot as complicated as when Cartman made Scott Tenorman eat his parents.
Yeah.
But it works.
He's more like Baron Zemo.
Speaking of wanting to make somebody eat their parents, Martin Freeman. That was a bad cameo. Yeah. That was probably the worst thing.
It was fucking terrible.
Was that an American accent he was trying to do?
They are trying
to introduce him as a new, steadily appearing, Clark Gregg-ish type character in these films.
Why didn't he just do his Fargo accent? At least nobody could tell if that was real or not.
Well, So are you telling me, like, the government in the Marvelverse doesn't hire British guys? Because I'm pretty sure they do all the time.
Yeah, that was weird.
Carter founded S.H.I.E.L.D. and she is clearly from England.
Yeah, right. She's American at heart.
Fair enough. I mean, that was, like, such a dry spot in the film. It was, like, the eczema spot of the film. Just, like, wanted it to go away. I'm not a big fan of Martin Freeman.
I was about to say, you really hated him in The Office, didn't you?
I didn't watch the British version of... I mean, I like him in Fargo because he's hateable in that, and that's...
But he's supposed to.
He's no John Krakowski, let's be honest.
She's a fan of him in Love Actually.
Well, like,
watches it every year.
I think that's...
That's my least favorite movie of all time.
Here are my signs that tell you I'm a stalker.
All right, let's not get too far off topic. We're already at an hour, so let's wrap up the spoiler part. But as JC was trying to say about Daniel Brühl in this, the way that they make it out, like, okay, well, he's clearly a member of Hydra, and then it's like, oh, he's not a member of Hydra. Well, what is his deal? And then to find out that he is tied in with the entire concept of the film, these people who are just broken because they watch the people they love die, like that, they're like, wow, he is.
Was that
like,
motherfucking Angela Bassett at the beginning?
Yeah.
Good God.
Alfre Woodard.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Alfre Woodard.
Who, strangely enough, is playing a totally different role in Luke Cage.
That's going to be confusing. Yeah.
All right. Is she?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I just read that.
So
I thought you knew that off the top of your head.
No.
You're like, I know everything about Marvel.
Nothing left in the top of my head. I require constant lit screens.
Scarlet Witch was kept in a little secluded place against her will, right?
Yes.
Didn't that lead to bad things when her dad had the same issue?
Magneto.
Yeah.
This is Magneto.
Yeah, but not in this.
Wait a minute. We're in the Marvel cinematic universe. What's a Magneto?
Oh, damn.
Well, they were okay. Humans. Do you think they'll ever be able to steal some of these X-Men characters because they stole Spider-Man?
Not as long as you keep seeing the movies.
I think Fox and Marvel eventually going to start talking.
I think that deal has already started personally.
Yeah, they're going to have their own
long theory about
that. This is definitely a step in the right direction. I mean. And I gotta admit, you know, not a spoiler, but God, every time Spidey was on screen, I was just like, I can't believe I'm finally getting to see Spider-Man.
It's easy to see how Sony got rid of Spider-Man because all the movies keep getting critically panned, and so Sony's probably like, fine, keep him, whatever. It's probably really hard for Fox to be like, yeah, we'll give you this billion-dollar X-Men franchise.
Well, maybe they should collaborate. Well,
that's one of the good things about the mouse. Like that, when they acquired Marvel, it was like, okay, now there's some serious, like, big corporate cachet behind them.
Yeah.
So
Sony still owns Spider-Man.
Right.
Marvel is just in there as creative producers. They're basically making the movie, and Sony's, I guess, is going to distribute. Like, here you go.
Feige said the other day, by the way, Marvel is in complete 100% creative control of Spider-Man Homecoming.
Nice.
So, yay.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, is that where he gets asked to homecoming dance?
Well, they actually, it is kind of there'll be more, like, double meetings.
Oh, this is the Archie TV show that's getting made, but Spider-Man's
He's like a freshman in high school, you know? So it's like,
I didn't get to go to Homecoming. Aunt.
Yeah, where's the super hot aunt gets drunk, comes in, and ever since your uncle died, I've been very lonely, Peter.
They're not biologically related.
Your aunt's got needs.
Look, I did.
She has that whole backstory where she was a stripper and hung out with Mickey Rourke.
I was about to say, after having seen The Wrestler, I find it a little disturbing that Aunt May has pierced nipples.
All right, any last spoiler remarks before we wrap this one up? Anyone? Bueller?
I think Pierce Nipples is a good place
Did Sebastian Stan get fat?
I think so.
Wow, that's the language of hate.
He's getting a little chunky.
He's been on ice for a couple of years.
Well, okay.
Yeah, you try lying down for that long. I'll tell you what it's like. Cause,
Did you see
his apartment? He had like candy bars all over the place.
Yeah, true. That's true. They had like a shot of his dresser or something, and there's just like candy bars all over.
But
he's sad because Steve won't come see him. Well, okay. This was something that kind of bothered me. And I know they did this because they can't necessarily guarantee that the Winter Soldier is going to be in any future movies in the near future. But, like, they put him back on ice. And it's like, why? You need him. He's, the second strongest person next to you.
You mean Nubbins Barnes?
Nubbins?
I wouldn't be surprised, and it was a spoiler. And the end credit stinger is he's been put on ice in Wakanda.
Well, dude, it seems easy. You just have Tony make a new...
I'm sure Tony's arm would be great, but the Wakandan version of that arm is going to be better.
Or maybe he doesn't need an arm.
Well, their reasoning is that, like, if there are people out there who know what those words are that turn me into a monster, and until we can figure out how to fix that...
He needs a new costume, and he can be Handy Capable Man.
The words that turn me into a monster, actually... It's about ethics and gaming journalism.
Freight car!
I just want that to happen in the presidential debates, which now seems like it might actually happen, but anyway.
So. I would like to see somebody dissect some of the trigger words for Bucky, because like they were kind of random, but kind of not. So somebody come up with a crazy conspiracy theory and send
you
it
to
me.
You do know that those numbers from Lost never really meant anything.
No, they meant something! They meant everything! You don't understand.